Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Will you cut it out?
Oh, man, we're in for it.
They blow up.
Blow up?
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Jimmy!
I think he has the makings of a lawyer, George.
Donna, would you pass the potatoes, please?
Sure, Dad.
Thanks. So, what kind of day did everybody have? Mary?
Well, I had a meeting downtown this afternoon. The Odyssey Women's Committee wants to raise money for the new orphanage. Oh. I saw you, Jimmy.
At the orphanage?
Downtown, Collins Shoe Store.
Oh, yeah. I dropped in after school.
Jimmy was shopping for shoes?
I was just browsing. They're having a sale on some tennis shoes I want to buy.
What's wrong with the ones you have?
Well, nothing. They're just plain, that's all. I was thinking of buying a pair of Jordos.
Jordos? You mean those shoes that inflate into a life raft or something like that?
Yeah, they're cool, huh?
Well, if cool means outrageously priced, yes.
Oh, they're on sale right now.
Really? How much?
$125.
What?
You're kidding me. For a pair of tennis shoes?
Well, they're normally $150, and I like them. I've been saving my allowance, you know. Well, budgeting for him and all that.
Jimmy, you can't be serious. $125?
I got you a wonderful pair at Save Mart for only $25.
Yeah, I know. Save Mart super flyers. My gym class got a big laugh over that.
They're good shoes.
But they're...
They're what?
They're embarrassing, Mom. Nobody wears those things.
Why not? Just because they don't have some name on them?
Son, I think the problem here is that we don't understand why you have to pay $125 for a pair of name brand shoes when you can get a pair just as good for less.
Yeah, sure. Forget I brought it up.
Well, doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's no big deal.
We had an interesting conversation at school today.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we were talking civics about priorities and what's important to us, and Mrs. Plowman asked us a question. Yeah. Well, if our house was on fire, and we knew the family was safe and could rescue one thing before the house burned down, what would it be?
Well, what did you say?
I said I'd grab my scrapbook.
Scrapbook?
Well, yeah, you know, I call it my scrapbook, but it really has my diary in it and some pictures and, well, stuff that's important to me. What would you grab, Mom?
That's a hard one. I think I'd have to choose between my mother's recipe box and the Bible my grandfather gave me. Could I keep them both together and count them as one?
Okay, by me.
What about you, Jimmy? What would you say?
My Save Mart Super Flyer tennis shoes.
Jimmy.
I don't know. My baseball glove, I guess. Maybe my cap, too. Oh, and my tape collection. Or maybe
just one thing, Jimmy.
The glove, then. It has Reggie Jackson's autograph on it. Remember when he was at Lightning Livingston?
What would you take, Dad?
Well, I don't know. The family's all right, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, funny, it's something I haven't thought about in such a long time, but I have a box of books up in the attic that I'd like to save.
Box of books?
Yeah. Books I read when I was a kid. Arabian Nights, Peter Pan, Biggles the Flying Ace. Boy, I'll bet it's been 10 years since I looked at them. I wonder where they are.
Well, you know how cluttered the attic is, George. They could be anywhere.
Well, maybe I'll go look for
them. It was just a question, Dad. You don't have to go.
No, I want to. Some of them are probably valuable now. I should have them down here on the bookshelves where they belong.
But, well, you probably won't be able to find them in all that mess.
No harm in trying, Donna. Well, Mary, you wanna help?
Sure. I think it's your turn for the dishes, kids.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
You know, maybe we'll be able to straighten up the attic while we look.
I wanted this to be fun.
Man, I want to get those tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes? What about that box of books?
What about them?
Oh, just get the plates.
What? What did I say?
Well, you weren't kidding. This place is a wreck.
Do you remember what the box looked like?
Yeah, like all the other boxes. I guess I'll have to take them one at a time. How about you?
I'm in.
Well, you start on that side, and I'll take this side. Those books have got to be around here somewhere.
Okay. Lampshades, an old electric mixer.
I can't believe we have so much junk. I mean, is there a reason we kept it all?
You, George, you're a pack rat. You won't get rid of anything.
Well, maybe it's time we did.
Really? Hey, you know, that gives me an idea. The Women's Committee wants to raise money for the orphanage. Maybe we could have a giant attic sale.
Well, who'd want this stuff?
Well, you never know. What do you think? Next Saturday? It'll give us a whole week to get ready.
I guess so. As long as I can find those books.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
What can I get you?
Well, let's see,
Jimmy! Hey, Jimmy! Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence. What are you doing?
I was looking all over for you.
Yeah? How come?
Well, look!
What?
Don't you see? My feet. Look at my feet.
What about your... Oh.
Well?
You've got some Giordo's tennis shoes.
Yeah, cool, huh?
Yeah, cool.
Giordo's?
Yeah, they blow up.
Blow up?
Inflate. So how can a kid your age afford Giordo's tennis shoes?
They're on sale.
I know that. I mean, where'd you get the money?
I've been saving up for them, like you said you were, weren't you? I thought you said you had the money.
Yeah, I have the money.
So what's wrong?
Well, my parents strongly suggested that I shouldn't spend it on those tennis shoes, and that's the same as saying that I can't buy them. How'd you get your folks to say yes?
I asked them when they were watching television. They'll say yes to anything, just to get me to go away.
Oh, wait a minute. What did I miss? Why wouldn't your parents want you to have those shoes?
Oh, you know the usual parent-type jargon. You don't need them. You already have a pair, and they're too expensive.
Well, how much are they?
$125.
Well, that's a lot of money. Are they well made?
Well, I don't know. Who cares? I just think they're cool. Everyone does.
Cool, huh? And just what is cool?
My tennis shoes.
Well, it's my impression that being cool has more to do with who people are on the inside than how they look on the outside.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself, but...
But?
But I really want those tennis shoes.
Now, what do you think, Mary? Should we keep working on the attic again tonight?
Well, we'll have to if we want to be ready by Saturday.
Those are all the dishes from the table. I'm going to go up and do some homework.
Okay, sweetheart.
Oh, Donna, I made some posters advertising our attic sale. I'd like you and Jimmy to put them up downtown tomorrow after school, please.
Okay. Night.
Night. Night.
Hey, Mom. Dad?
Oh, Jimmy, I just told Donna about...
Yeah, the posters, right. I heard.
Oh, good.
So, you wanted something, Jimmy?
Yeah. Well, now, I've been giving it a lot of thought and, well... You know how you put us on a budget and how you gave us the freedom to use the money the way we want to?
Yes.
I think I want to buy those Giordo tennis shoes.
Jimmy.
It's my money, right? As long as I stick to my budget, I can do what I want with it.
Yes, but
that's what you said, right?
Well, it's what I said, yes, but $125 for a pair of tennis shoes,
Jimmy. But my point is, it's my money, and if I really want those tennis shoes, then I'm allowed to get them. Even if I regret it, I'm allowed to do it.
Yes, it's your decision.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I don't think you should buy those tennis shoes.
Oh, well, I know, but thank you for letting me make up my own mind. I think I'll go do some homework now.
Good idea.
Good night.
Good night. I think he has the makings of a lawyer, George.
Thanks, Mary. This place. You wouldn't think we spent two nights trying to clean it up.
Well, I think it's a lot better than it was. I'll start on these boxes.
I still haven't found my books. It's starting to bother me.
Starting? You've been obsessed since Donna brought it up. Oh, George, look at this.
And what about Jimmy?
These are the love notes you wrote to me in college.
Maybe we've given him too much freedom with his money, huh?
Oh, George, you should look at these letters. Why don't you write letters like this to me anymore?
I thought we raised him better than that, than to fall for superficial trends, name brands. I mean, what's he thinking?
That's why you don't write letters like this to me anymore. I wonder what's in this old trunk.
Maybe I should talk to him again. I think we discussed it calmly and reasonably. Where in the world can those books be?
Look what I found, George. Some of our old clothes from high school.
We still have clothes from high school?
Well, not a lot. My cheerleader's outfit. The shoes I wore to the prom.
You see, Mary? You see, there's a point to be made here. The clothes we wore in high school are collecting dust in some old trunk in the attic. I wish Jimmy could see this. His Jordos will wind up the same way, I'm telling you.
It's your leather jacket, George. Remember this?
What?
Look at it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, I wonder what happened to that. I thought it was given away years ago. Well, what do you know?
I was with you when you bought it, remember?
Are you kidding? Of course I remember it. You couldn't live without one of these jackets. I saved for weeks to be able to...
That's funny. Sounds just like Jimmy in those tennis shoes, doesn't it?
Hand me that jacket, will you, Mary? Jimmy?
Yeah, Dad?
I have something I want you to try on.
Real leather. Where'd you get it? The attic.
We'll have it cleaned before the sale. Try it on.
Okay.
It was mine when I was in high school.
It fits.
Yeah, it looks good on you.
Yeah, not bad.
You know, I worked very hard to save up enough money to buy that jacket. My parents thought I was out of my mind, but leather jackets were so cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. Jimmy, about those tennis shoes you want to buy.
Yeah, Dad?
Well, I still don't think it's the best use of your money. Not only because of the cost, but because I hate to see you fall for a trend just because everyone else is.
I know, I got all that.
But finding this jacket helped me remember how it feels to... well, to be a teenager, to want something that seems important at the time, whether parents think so or not.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know that. I understand. I'm not keen on the shoes, but... I understand.
I hear you, Dad. Thanks.
Sure. Good night, son.
Good night, Dad. Nice jacket.
Hi, Jimmy. Donna. What can I do for you two?
We'd like to hang up a poster about our attic sale this Saturday.
An attic sale?
To raise money for the orphanage. Mom and Dad's been cleaning out the attic all week, and there's a bunch of stuff they want to get rid of.
Well, if you'll give me the poster, I'll hang it up on the bulletin board near the little theater, okay?
Great.
By the way, Jimmy, did you ever get your new tennis shoes? What do you call them, Jockos?
Jordos. No, not yet.
Oh.
There you are, Jimmy. I was looking all over for you.
Really? How come?
I wanted to see your new jacket.
Huh? Oh, it's not my new jacket, it's...
I heard some of the kids talking about it. It looks cool.
You're pulling my leg.
I'm serious. Wow, I want to get one. It looks really,
cool.
Yeah.
Look, excuse me for breaking up this meeting of your fan club. Jimmy, we have to get these posters hung.
Yeah.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Don't you think that was a cool jacket, Mr. Whitaker?
I think Lawrence wants to be just like you when you grow up.
Oh, you're funny. Now, how many posters do we have left?
Two. I'll be glad when Mom and Dad get through this phase, especially looking for that box of books.
What's with you and that box of books? I mean, you've been acting weird about it ever since it came up.
Because Dad'll never find them. You should know better than anyone.
I should?
Yeah. Come on, quit playing games with me.
Donna, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're kidding. You really don't remember.
No, I have no idea. Give me a clue.
How about this for a clue? Dad won't find his box of books because you destroyed them.
Oh, man, we're in for it.
I can't believe you forgot.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Jimmy!
Oh, what are we gonna do, Donna? Well, we have to tell him.
I know. I've been waiting for the right moment.
The right moment? Donna, Dad spent hours looking for that box. He'll kill us when he finds out that we knew all along where it was, or where it wasn't. Well, why didn't you say something?
Because he was so excited. I didn't want to disappoint him.
Whereas waiting all week will endear you to his heart. Good thinking.
Well, I thought he'd give up.
Dad, give up when he's determined to find something? Where have you been for the last 15 years?
All right. My mistake. What are we going to do?
We have to tell him.
I know. Well, when are you going to do it?
Me? No way!
All right. We'll both tell them.
Right. When?
At the right moment.
At the right moment. When's that?
A month after I move away to college.
Good idea.
Wait a minute, Mary. What are you doing with that wiffle ball set?
I'm putting it in the to-sell stack.
You can't do that. I want to keep it.
George, it's a plastic ball and bat that look like they've been through a meat grinder.
Well, they were chewed up by Sparky. I love that dog. It's the only reminder I have of it.
George, this isn't going to work. You won't let me get rid of anything.
Well, you can get rid of that stuff over there.
All my stuff?
Sure.
And what are you going to do with all of your boxes? Pile them up for another 10 years? Maybe open a museum?
Sarcasm doesn't help anything, Mary.
We're doing this sale to help the orphanage and clean out the attic. You said you were all for it.
Well, I am. I just don't want to lose a lot of these things.
That's the point, George. They're just things. They're dusty, rusty, moth-eaten things. Some of them have value and others don't. We'll probably have to give away more than we'll sell. But there's no sense in cluttering up the attic for years on end with things that we rarely ever look at. We have to let go sometime, George.
Of course we do. But that doesn't mean we have to get rid of everything.
Well, I'm not saying to get rid of everything. I just think we should come up with some kind of a rule about what we keep and what we sell.
A rule, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, how about anything that has sentimental value for me, we keep and your stuff can go?
Try again. Mm. If we were the nation of Israel leaving Egypt, what would we take with us?
The nation of Israel?
Well,
what, sheeps, cows, loincloths, what does that have
to
do with?
I'm just trying to come up with an idea.
All right. Well, the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, come to think of it, you know, anytime something important happened to the nation of Israel, God had them set up altars as milestones to remember it by, so maybe...
So, let's keep only those things that represent a milestone for our family.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this wiffle ball set can go then.
No, wait a minute.
George.
Be reasonable, Mary.
Oh, let go of the bat, George.
Sparky was a milestone
well,
in my life.
Well, Sparky's memory will live in our hearts.
But this bat will help me remember forever. Oh, George.
George, are you all right? Oh.
Gosh.
Oh, dear.
Well, good thing for me, I hit the floor with my head.
Oh, let me help you up.
Thanks. Wait a minute. What's this?
What?
Here in the floorboard.
A piece of paper.
Not just a piece of paper, Mary. It's a page from one of my books.
Mom, Dad, are you coming?
We're coming.
Okay, Jimmy, when you tell them, you have to be...
What? I'm not telling them. You tell them.
Why me?
Because I don't remember it.
But, Jimmy...
Hi, kids. Well, I'm glad you're home.
Did you get the posters hung up?
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Good. Now, about the sale tomorrow. It starts at 9, but you can be sure people will show up earlier than that to try and get some bargains. And they won't be disappointed, I'll tell you. When they get a look at some of those old clothes and my latest discovery about my box of books...
What?
What box of books?
My box of books, you know.
You found them?
I knew it was just a matter of time before something would turn up.
You found him? Donna, how could he find him?
I don't know. How could you find your box of books, Dad?
Well, actually, it's what I found out about them that's most important.
What did you find out about them?
Well, I found out that they're not as important as I thought they were. And I've been thinking about that question of yours, Donna. What would I rescue if the house caught fire?
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, as long as you three were safe... There's not much else of any lasting value. You're all that matters to me.
That was beautiful, George. Just like those love letters you don't write to me anymore.
Thanks, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what you found?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That and this. It's a page from my Lone Ranger book. I found it stuck in the attic floorboard. Curiously enough, it's covered in green crayon. Was there something the two of you wanted to tell me?
Oh, man.
Quiet, Jimmy. I'm sorry, Dad. I should have told you sooner. See, when I was a little kid, well, Mom was putting some junk in the attic and left the door open.
Oh, I'm gonna get the blame for this?
No, it's my fault. You had to run next door to the Humphreys and ask me to watch Jimmy. It was just for a minute or two, but I wasn't paying attention, and the next thing I knew, Jimmy was up in the attic ripping out pages of your books and coloring on them. I panicked, and I hid all the books under my bed. Mm-hmm. Well, after a couple of weeks, when nobody said anything about them, I made Jimmy help me smuggle them out and threw them away in Mr. Humphrey's trash can.
I would like to go on record and say that I don't remember any of this.
Well, I forgot about it, too, until I brought up that question the other night. I'm really sorry, Dad. I should have told you, but, well, you know.
I understand, Donna. At least the mystery is solved, and thank you for eventually owning up to what happened. Though, don't ever wait so long to confess again.
Okay, Dad. Thanks.
All right, troops. Now that we have cleared this all up, it's time for the last great attic attack. Charge!
Well, George, I think your attic sale has been quite a success.
Yeah, the turnout has been a nice surprise. I see you've done a little shopping yourself.
Oh, I picked up just a few things. You sure you want to sell some of this stuff?
Don't tempt me. Excuse me just a minute. Jimmy? Jimmy?
Oh, I'll see you later, George.
All right, bye, Whit.
Yeah, Dad?
The leather jacket?
What about it?
You've got to put it on the rack. It's part of the sale.
You're kidding.
It's for the orphanage.
No way. Do you know how popular this thing is? I mean, the kids at school are going nuts over it. It's the biggest thing since soft spread butter.
A new trend, huh? Well, that means I can charge more for it.
Dad, you can't sell it.
Oh, yes, I can.
Well, then I'll buy it.
Really?
Yeah. How much do you want for it?
Oh, I think $125 will do the job.
Dad.
Hey, we're trying to raise money for the orphanage. Take it or leave it.
Oh, I'll take it.
Sold to the young man in the Save Mart Super Flyers.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me.
I think the whole Barkley family learned an important lesson today about placing too much importance on things that don't last. Jesus said it best in Matthew 6:19. Don't pile up treasures on earth where moth and rust can spoil them and thieves can break in and steal. But keep your treasure in heaven where there is neither moth nor rust to spoil it and nobody can break in and steal. For wherever your treasure is, you may be certain that your heart will be there too. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Treasures of the Heart was written by Paul McCusker and Jeff Kohler and was directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and Chuck Bolte is our executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.